Well, it's Mental Health Week, and we are bringing you a special series all this week on Northland Morning called Change Your Mind, Living with Mental Illness. The series is made possible by KUMD in partnership with the Human Development Center, the Miller Dwan Foundation, and the St. Luke's Foundation. Rick Gertzema joins us in the studios this morning, and he's here to talk to us about DBT. It's a kind of therapy designed to help folks increase their coping skills, identify some emotional triggers, and change some unhelpful behavior patterns. And the magical thing about DBT is that it isn't just for people who are struggling with a mental illness. It is for just about everybody. Rick, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. DBT, and we're going to skip over this part a little bit. DBT stands for Dialectical Behavioral Therapy, and I was baffled about what does dialectical mean? I recognize the dia from like dialogue, but it was like, well, what does it mean?
And dialectical really, and probably the reason we talk about DBT and get rid of the word dialectical is because it sounds terribly confusing.
It does.
And simply meaning you have a truth and I have a truth. And how do we find the middle path or find an agreement between the two of us so that we can work together and navigate really what are the challenges that are right in front of us? Whether they're emotional challenges, life challenges, or it's just, I can't get into my house because the door is jammed.
Right, or I can't get into my playlist because the password doesn't work. You know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, I've been asking folks how much of the challenges that accompany mental illness in particular come from, because we're not taught anything about how our minds and emotions work, even when we're healthy.
I think there's a lot of difficulty in terms of simply trying to understand, and in the DBT world, we'd say what is emotion mind and what is reasonable mind and what is wise mind, and sort of this view of the world that we all can solve our problems. Whenever our problems come up, we should just be able to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, move forward, life is good, and needing to understand there's always going to be pain, there's always going to be crisis. And how do we learn how to navigate that and really try to stay healthy?
So the idea is with DBT in particular, I'm thinking about this at the moment because of a car crisis I've just recently had, is basically giving you some basic tips to understand what is going on in your car so that you can sort of troubleshoot. Because it's going to break down, but you need some basic tools in the toolbox.
Exactly.
So if a person is struggling with a mental illness, the DBT skills are skills that they may be taught, but these are skills that they can bring home and share with their kids, with their spouse, with their parents. And I would imagine that kids would just love this because it's really, as you explained before we went on the air, it's really, really simple when you break it down. It has to do with being mindful, being right here in the moment, and then being able to acknowledge three states of mind.
Right.
There's emotion mind.
Yes.
There's reasonable mind.
Yes.
Which we also call Spock mind.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's all about data, the facts. Just tell me what it is
being that I logical. Need.
Exactly.
And then there is wise mind, which is when you have just the perfect blend of the two.
Exactly, exactly. And one of the reasons at Amberwing that we really move toward using DBT is because the kids really do understand. The kids are looking for specific skills that they can use when they go to middle school, when they're in high school, when life is changing, when hormonally life is changing, when there are divorces, when there's moves, when there's major life changes, what are the skills that they can use? And so we always start with mindfulness, which is not meditation. Mindfulness is simply awareness, acknowledging what it is that we're experiencing in our body, in our brain, being aware of that, and then making some choices based on our awareness.
How much time do you think people usually spend either stuck in the past and dealing with, you know, something in the past, reacting to something that happened in the past, or borrowing trouble from the future? You know, if I do this, it's going to turn out, or if it's this way now, it's going to turn out like this tomorrow.
I think we all do that, and I think that's part of being human. And in the DBT world, what we'd say is to be aware of what this moment is bringing, because if something terrible happened 5 minutes before I walked in your door, and I keep thinking about that, what I will do is keep refiring that emotion and refire the emotion and refire the emotion, and then I'm not in the present. I'm not being aware. I'm stuck in the past. The same would be true if I start worrying about what's happening when I leave here today, and I start worrying, and then I focus on the worry and focus on the worry, and now I'm going to get stuck.
What are some of the skills? And unfortunately, we don't have as much time as we'd like to talk about them in a little bit more detail. But the skills that you use then, once you've kind of identified where your mind is, the skills that you use have to do with bringing or trying to move you toward the wise mind. Is that right?
Exactly right. So we would talk about specifically, and I think all of us can use distress tolerance skills. And those skills specifically are for, how do I get through the difficult moments? There's acronyms. There's a lot of information about the skills. They're very easy to read. They're very easy to apply once you read them. So really knowing that we're all going to have distress tolerance skills, which are crisis survival skills, which are skills to get through the moment. That it really is just about that simple.
And crises can range from, you know, obviously something really tragic, a death or a significant loss.
Yes.
To an argument with a coworker that you didn't expect.
Exactly. Or it could be stuck in traffic. It depends. It depends who we are. It depends on our own hard drive. It depends on our own life circumstances. And it depends on how we're doing biologically. So all of those pieces together, then we say, What is a crisis for me today could be very different than a crisis for you today, and the skills will still all work if we apply them.
And they're simple and they're easy, and you can put them on a post-it note, you know, and stick them on your desk, or write them on your hand if you're that person.
Exactly.
Or inside your notebook,
yes,
or whatever, and keep them handy. And
yes,
you could maybe amaze yourself at the next staff meeting.
Exactly. And that really is part of the goal, is if we learn the skills of DBT, there's also DBT, the therapy part of DBT. I think what we're talking about here specifically is learning the skills, read about the skills. They're from Marsha Linehan, looking up, Googling anything to do with DBT skills. The skill sets, as long as they're associated with Marsha Linehan, you're going to learn a lot. And it's just a matter of going to Google and Googling DBT skills.
We're going to get a couple of links set up so folks can read more about them.
Excellent.
And it'd be great to find out if anybody looks it up and if they maybe try the DBT skills and
yes,
see how they work. What fun.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you so much, Rick, for joining us this morning. It was great to have you here. Rick Gertzema joined us this morning as our guest, and he is with Amber Wing here in Duluth. He joined us as our guest for part of our Change Your Mind Living with Mental Illness series all this week on Northland Morning. Special mental health reporting this week on Change Your Mind Living with Mental Illness is provided by KUMD in partnership with the Human Development Center, Millard Wan Foundation, and the St. Luke's Foundation.